651 1320 WILS on this Thursday. Let's get back to what CNN is now calling, quote, an amazing moment in history. They don't mean amazing in a good way. Their reporting of it is, quote, this is the right out of CNN.com. Trump held court during a news conference that lasted an hour and 15 minutes, carving out a stunning moment in modern American politics. He displayed a sense of anger and grievance rarely vented by a president in public. Let's hear what Cameron Clifton thinks about that. Political strategist Cameron Clifton here on WILS. Great to have you, Cameron.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
And what a charming young man you had on earlier.
Yeah, he's definitely he's ahead of the game. Hey, tell me this, Cameron, this idea that what President Trump, this is CNN, of course, saying that it's outrageous that for a president to be so angry and so open during a press conference. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that if they would join the League of the Fourth Estate and actually present news as it happens in real time and with a balanced view of it and not always the dark side, if you will, then he wouldn't have that attitude towards them. I think that he has to go out. I watched the press conference today. And at parts were quite painful to watch, actually.
What was painful about it?
Well, what's painful always about Trump? Well, let me finish that thought, and then I'll come back to that if you don't mind.
Okay, so sure.
When I was watching the press conference, what I was thinking was exactly the question you asked me. What are they going to do with these comments that are painful even for his supporters? And of course, that's what they did. And then when they kept demanding, and he kept telling them, don't be rude, don't be rude, don't be rude. I thought, what is the point of this? Is the point of this that you actually get a question? Or is the point of this that you bring on his ire so that you have a clip of it later? And I think it was the latter. I don't think they care whether they get questions from him. I think they make up whatever they want us to know in terms of the public.
And what about his? Go ahead, you're getting to the painful part of it?
Well, yeah, so the painful part. So, you know, one of the things, when he stays on the topics at hand and he speaks to it as he speaks to us as his partner in governing this country, then it is a beautiful thing to behold. And he did that many, many times in that press conference today. The painful parts came where he could not help himself reminding everyone that he'll have a huge crowd in Florida, that he, he's this and he's that, and the narcissism comes out.
But he attacked, I guess the real hot point was when he went after the press. He openly called them. He said, you guys are just a bunch of dishonest people. What's his calculation?
Well,
is he helping himself in holding a press conference like this?
Well, I think what he's doing is people that agree with him were saying, right on, brother. I'm telling you, this is when you're a former guest, and I think you and I have talked about this, talk about our being a divided country. We are a divided country. We don't have to be. You know, the thing is that the things that he's actually doing have made more difference in the market in, 25 days than we had in 8 years.
Okay, but in terms of the public, tell me this, the public perception, is he helping himself in doing this kind of a, because this is going to be the nature, apparently, of the relationship. Should he continue doing these kinds of press conferences?
Well, I don't know if it is going to be the nature of the relationship. I have high hopes, once again, that this will soothe its way out.
Uh-huh.
But, these kinds of press conferences are what we're going to get as long as the press antagonizes him, and as long as the left is completely coalesced, and they are completely coalesced, even from Obama giving orders of code red right before he left the White House to listen in on this administration's calls and then to release it. Mm-hmm. That is unprecedented. But as long as we have this, let's unseat the current president, let's impeach him, let's discredit him, let's treat him, with every disrespect and every fake news thing we think we can pass through, yes, we are going to continue to have those kinds of press conferences.
I suspect they're not going to change. Oh, Cameron Clifton is with us on WILS. The focus now by the press on Russia, they're going to move this forward, try to drive it through. How big of a deal is this potential connection between Russia and the Trump campaign during the election?
As I said all along, I don't think it's anything. He doesn't know him. He doesn't have the kind of covert relationship with them that, you know, perhaps other presidents, like H.W. Bush was the head of the CIA. Mm-hmm. You think when he went to the White House that he didn't have relationships with Russia? I'm telling you, they take whatever is reasonable fodder, and sometimes not even reasonable, mm-hmm. and they turn it into something to plant doubt. It's an insurgency campaign.
So how are we going to know, as a public, how are we going to know when there's something actually important and serious versus the press making things up? How can we distinguish
it? Well, and that's an excellent question, and therein lies the biggest problem and the biggest threat to our security. I think the most important thing to be done right this minute, and I've heard other people say this, so I feel confident they might actually be on it, is to rid the intelligence community of people whose allegiance do not lie with this country and the current administration. Because those people in the intelligence community who leak information on Russia and phone calls and other information that they're leaking every day, mm-hmm. they're guilty of treason. And they need to be tracked down, and they need to be held accountable for that as a lesson to everyone else. Right. This will not be tolerated.
Now, Cameron, just a minute or so left, but the idea that the presidency and the administration is in chaos, he said absolutely untrue. It's a well-oiled machine. What's your view on that?
Well, I think probably within the machinations of what they're doing to against his campaign promises, all the executive orders. And by the way, I'm quite proud that he's going to rescind and rewrite the executive order on the ban. But in that way, I think it actually is pretty orderly. The chaos comes from the external factors that they have to deal with every day and these upsets where, every president, and especially every president in my lifetime that I can actually remember back all the way to Nixon, has had people that they put up for appointments that didn't work out before they were actually confirmed. This is not new news. This is the way that it works. And the good news is that we find out before they get confirmed that there may be some kind of an issue. So that's the process, and we should be glad that it goes on, and thank God for that. We are not Venezuela. We are not the rest of the world.
Just 30 seconds. Sean Spicer, is he doing a good job in your view?
You know, I actually think that he is. And I heard some, rumblings that, the president's not happy with him. I don't know that that's true. Only they know that that's true. So he actually holds two positions. He's the press secretary and he's the communications director or officer. Mm-hmm. I think one of those needs to be filled by someone else, probably the communications part as opposed to the press, because I think he handles them very well.
Right.
But that's a tough gig, and he shouldn't have to do two jobs.
He's doing it like no one we've seen recently, at least. Look, Cameron Clifton here on WILS. Political strategist Cameron Clifton. Cameron, let's have you on again soon. Thanks.
God bless you. Take care. Thank you.
That is it for us. Good night, everyone.